Hello, Denise.
Oh.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to the inquiry you placed about the hair relaxer lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
It was, I talked to someone about a month ago about this. It was actually for my mom, but my mom passed away.
I'm so sorry for your loss. Did your mom use hair relaxing products?
Yes, she did.
And was she diagnosed with cancer after using them?
Endometrial cancer.
Endometrial cancer? I'm so sorry to hear that. Let me ask you this. What year was she diagnosed in what state?
Michigan in August of 2021.
That's when she was diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then, was your mother married at the time of her passing?
No.
No? Okay. And does your mom have an executor?
No, she didn't.
Okay. Did you want to file this claim on behalf of your mother?
Sure.
Okay. Alrighty. Again, I do want to remind you this is a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Sure.
And then, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I haven't.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents
yes.
from another law firm?
Yeah.
And then, has your mother used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
She did.
Okay. And then you said she was diagnosed with endometrial cancer?
Yes.
And then you said your mother's no longer with us?
No, she's not.
Okay. And what year did she pass?
December 3rd, 2021.
Okay. And then do you have authority to sign on behalf of your mother?
Yeah.
Okay. And has an estate been opened on behalf of your mom?
No.
Okay. Alrighty. Can I get the name of the facility where she was diagnosed? To the best of your knowledge.
She was that. It was Corwell Hospital in Niles, Michigan. She was in the emergency room.
Okay. Do you happen to know the name of the doctor that diagnosed her or no?
No, I don't.
Okay. And then you don't happen to have the doctor's phone number, do you?
No. You
okay.
can call the hospital for records.
Okay. Well, have you signed a form of release of medical records anyway? Was she
okay.
treated at this hospital as well?
The night that she found out she was, and then we took her to, it's called Beacon now, but it's Memorial Hospital in South Bend, Indiana.
Beacon. That's where she was treated?
She didn't. Actually, we were just seeing doctors, and she was in her fourth stage, and she didn't do any treatments.
She didn't do any treatment?
No.
Okay, let me just confirm that. Okay, I'm just confirming that we can still move forward. Give me one moment, okay? Did your mom use hair relaxer of any brand name more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes. Could
okay.
you call now for a second, please?
Okay. No worries. Take your time.
Hello?
Hi.
Okay, I'm back.
Alrighty, and then how many times a year would you say that your mom used hair relaxer prior to her diagnosis?
Let me see. 4. She would get a relaxer every 4 weeks in a year.
So about once a month?
Yes.
So about 12 times a year? Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then are you and your mom residents of the United States?
Yes.
And then what is your mom's date of birth?
September 30th, 1944.
And then was your mom ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And do you happen to know of any other friends, family, or loved ones that were also that also used hair relaxing products?
No.
Okay. And then what state did your mom use the hair relaxer? Was it Michigan?
Her hair just was in Indiana.
She did her hair in Indiana?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, to the best of your knowledge, what month and year would you say that your mom started using hair relaxer? Do you remember how old she was? I can kind of help do the math for you.
Let me see. I'm trying to think. I want to say I was in my 20s.
Okay, what year were you born?
68.
Okay. So about 1988 is when you were 20. So your mom was born in 1944, so she was about 44 years old at the time? Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay, what month in 1988 would you say?
I'm not for sure.
Did you want to go with January, beginning of the year?
We could do that, yeah.
Okay. And then when did your mom stop using hair relaxer?
I want to say maybe 6 months to a year before she passed away.
So about June of 2021?
Yeah.
Okay. And then your mom applied those products monthly, and then how many consecutive years would you say your mom used hair relaxer products? I know you said from about 1988 to 2021, so that would be roughly around 33 years. Is that correct? Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did your mom receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, at home, or both?
Both.
Both? Okay. Do you know where she purchased the products from when she did it at home?
Where?
Yeah, like what stores?
She would either go to like a Walmart or a Family Dollar or a Sally's, I think.
Okay.
Or a Family Dollar.
Okay. And then when she did it professionally, what was the name of the salon?
I don't even remember because the salon is not there no more.
Okay. Alrighty. And do you know what products she used in her hair? What name brands?
They use Bantam. I think it's Hawaiian Silky. Silky Hawaiian.
Hawaiian Silky, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And then
Dark and Lovely. What was the other one? I want to say African Pride, but I'm not for sure. I think that was it.
Okay, give me 1 second. Dark and Lovely, African Pride, Hawaiian Silky. Anything else?
Bantu. B-A-N-T-T-U.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Alrighty. go ahead and write that down. And then, did your mom's cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. And then you said she didn't do any treatment at all?
No.
Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
I'm sorry, your mother's gender for me.
Female.
Thank you. And then can you spell your mother's first name for me?
Charity.
Charity?
Charity.
Is that B as in boy or D as in dog? Or C?
C as in cat.
C as in cat. Okay, there we go. And then her last name?
Bibbs, B as a boy, I, B as a boy, B as a boy, S.
And then do you have your mother's social?
Yes.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
It's 373-46-0866.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you said her date of passing was December 3rd, 2021?
Yes.
Okay. And then for your name, I have Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E?
Yes.
Last name, Bibbs, B-I-B-B-S?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And then can I get your social, please?
380-86-0753.
Okay, and then can I get your date of birth?
March 20th, 1968.
And then for your email, I have your first name, last name, 21@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And for your phone number, I have 269-845-7191.
Yes.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Cell.
And then can I get your current full address, please?
985 Woods, W-O-O-D-S, Edge Drive, Apartment E, Niles, Michigan, 49120.
You said Apartment E as an elephant?
Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment, okay, Denise? We're almost done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hi, Denise.
Hi.
Okay. Do you have any documents to show you are the next of kin over your mother, such as like a birth certificate or something to prove who you are? Your own birth certificate.
My own birth certificate?
Yeah, or any documents like that.
Hmm.
Just to show proof that your mother is your mother.
I don't, but I can go down to the county house and get a copy of my birth certificate.
Okay. I could put no for now. Do you have any letters of testamentary showing basically that you're your mother's daughter?
Do I have what?
Do you have any letters of testamentary?
What do you mean?
It's just basically saying, like, proof that you are your mother's child. Showing proof that you have some authority over your mother.
She didn't leave nobody in charge.
Okay. I can put no for that. And then do you have your mother's death certificate?
I didn't get one of those. I can get one of those from the county office, too.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of your the medical records for your mom?
I didn't get any copy of those. we can get from those from the her doctor that treated her.
But you don't currently have medical records?
No, my apartment burned down, so I have to get a copy of all those. Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
Okay, we can put no for now. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we find it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
One does and one doesn't.
Okay, I just need one emergency contact. Do they live with you or no?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second. They do live with you, correct?
Pardon?
They do live with you or do not? I'm sorry.
Well, she's away at school.
Okay. And who is this person to you?
My daughter.
Daughter. So she does live with you? She's just at school?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get your daughter's phone number, please?
269-362-4563.
Mm-hmm. And then can you spell your daughter's first name for me?
J-A-Y-L-A.
Okay. Last name?
Same last name.
Bibbs?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and review the information really quickly, and then I'll review it with you on the phone, and we'll make sure everything is correct, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, so I'm going to review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
All right.
All right, so you don't currently have an attorney. You did want to see if you participate, if you meet the criteria to participate. You're filing this claim on behalf of your mother, and your mother was diagnosed with endometrial cancer. Your mother's diagnosis date is roughly around August 1st, 2021. You do have authority to sign on behalf of her. She was diagnosed at Corwell Health Lakeland Hospital, Niles Hospital, located at 31 North Street, Joseph Ave, in Niles, Michigan, zip code 49120. And the facility phone number I have is 269-683-5510. She was diagnosed in the state of Michigan. She used her Relaxa roughly 12 times a year. Her date of birth is September 30th, 1944. She used hair relaxer in the state of Michigan. She started using hair relaxer roughly around January 1st, 1988, and stopped using it roughly around June 1st, 2021. She used the product monthly. She used it for about 33 consecutive years. She purchased the product from Walmart, Family Dollar, and Sally's. When she did it at a salon, she did it at a salon that is no longer existing. In regards to brand name products she used Hawaiian Sky, African Pride, as well as Bantu?
Yeah, and Dark and Lovely. That's Hawaiian
and also,
Silky.
And Dark and Lovely. Did I write down Dark and Lovely? I did write down Dark and Lovely. Okay. And then in regards to treatment, she never did any treatment. Your mother's first name is Charity, spelled C-H-A-R-I-T-Y, last name Bibbs, B-I-B-B-S. Social I have for your mother is 373-460-866. Her date of passing is December 3rd, 2021. I have your first name as Denise, spelled D-E-N-I-S-E, last name Bibbs, B-I-B-B-S. I have her social as 380-86075, I'm sorry, I have your social as 380-86073. I have your date of birth as March 20th, 1968. I have your email as your first name, last name, 21@gmail.com. I have your phone number as 269-845-7191. I have your current address as 985 Woods Edge Drive, Apartment E in Niles, Michigan, zip code 49120. And then in regards to your emergency contact, I have your daughter who lives with you. Her name is Jayla, spelled J-A-Y-L-A. Last name Bibbs, B-I-B-B-S. Phone number I have for Jayla is 269-362-4563.
Yep.
All right, let me put you on a brief hold while I get these documents submitted, okay?
Is it about you to come out?
Hello, Denise?
Yes.
Okay. So right now you're going to receive a text. It's going to say DocuSign, and then it's going to have my name on it, Shireen Sakala, and there's going to be a link attached to it. Let me know once you see it, okay?
Okay. I just got it.
Okay. So go ahead and click on the link. It's going to ask you to agree to electronic records and signature, and then it's going to have you hit a start button, and then it's going to prompt you to all the fields where you need a sign or initial.
Okay, so you want me to push review document?
Yeah. just follow the prompt on there. I just need a couple signatures from you and initials. It's just regarding legal representation as well as release of medical records, authorization to release medical records, things like that. Once those documents are signed, they're going to be sent over to the attorneys that are going to be working on the case. They're going to give you a call within 24 to 48 hours to verify the case with you over the phone, which is like a 2 to 5 minute phone call. So just be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. So just keep that in mind as well. And then let me know once you're finished with the documents, okay?
Okay. Okay, it says view plans. It says so.
Do you see a yellow next button?
No, I don't. I signed everything and then it came to this.
Okay, let me see. Oh, you're all set. I received your documents.
Okay.
It's going to send you a copy to your email, so just you'll have those as well. But I just went ahead and also sent you a text from a 949 number. That's my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, Denise. I do want to say...
What was the number again?
It's a 949 number. I just texted you from it.
Okay.
So you should receive the text in the next, like, 30 seconds or so. Denise, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time. I know it's not an easy topic to speak about on the phone, especially with a stranger, so I do want to thank you so, so much. And again, I am very, very sorry for the loss of your mother, and I'm wishing you all but the best. If you have any questions or any concerns, again, please don't hesitate to reach out to me before the attorneys contact you, and just be on the lookout for their call, okay?
All right, then. What number would the attorneys start with?
It should be a 909 number.
Okay, then. Not.
If for any reason they can't reach out to you or they're unable to reach you, I will contact you myself and get you transferred over to them, okay?
Okay, then.
All right.
No,
thank
this
you
may
so
sound
much.
Like. Thank you.
Oh. All right. Bye-bye.